ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Section of time in the middle 60s, because in my opinion, middle 60s is the greatest music in the world. I'm glad you agree with that. Here's a tune that we had out, second song that we recorded for Liberty Records, went to the top 10 for us in 1965. It's called Count Me In. One, two. Thank you. you know, that stuff never gets old to me. Wonderful period of time in rock and roll. It was so great to be in the music business along with those giants like the Beatles and the Stones and me. We're going to slow it down here for you and do a song that also went into the top 10 for us. This came out when school was just getting out and parents were taking their kids on family vacations to different parts of the country. But what the parents didn't know is that the kids were having to leave behind that very first boy or girlfriend. And this song is all about that. It's called Save Your Heart for Me. Walk along the lane with someone new. Have yourself a summer plane or two. But remember, I'm in love with you, so save your heart for me. When the summer moon is on the rise and you're dancing under starlit skies, please don't let the stars get in your eyes. Just save your heart for me. When you're all alone, far away from home, someone's gonna flirt with you. I won't take it strong if you play along. Just don't fall for someone new. When the autumn winds begin to blow and the summertime is long ago, you'll be in my arms again, I know. So save your heart for me, darling, save your heart for me. Please remember I'm in love with you, so save your heart for me, darling, save your heart for me. And the hits just keep coming. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. All right. We're just going to stay right there in 1965, do another one for you that also went into the top 10 for us. This was our fourth song for Liberty Records. And when I started writing this tune, I had no intention of releasing it to the public or putting it out on any kind of disc or anything. It was just going to be a little birthday present that I was going to record, a little novelty tune, record and give it to my dad for his birthday in 1965. Yeah. So I had no intention of putting this one out, but as the tune started to evolve, started sounding like, hey, this could be hit material, and I definitely wanted another hit, so I ended up keeping the song, and I gave my dad a bowling ball or something. I don't exactly remember what, but anyway, I hope you guys remember this tune. It's called Everybody Loves a Clown.
Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming. You don't laugh, you just go running. Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you? A clown has critics too. I don't know how to say that I love you.
And did 6 to 8 weeks of one-nighters, and that was fun at the time. But so many great groups were on that show. One of my favorite people was a group called Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. You know, I thought they were great. There's the Pharaoh himself. Let my people go! Man, Sam the Sham, great stuff. He's a great guy. He's still out there playing around today. We're going to feature Nick doing this one for you. The first song that Sam ever had out, big song. It's called Woody Buddy.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
And do the very first song that we ever recorded for Liberty Records. We recorded the tune, and immediately after that, we got asked to do the Ed Sullivan Show. Good old Ed Sullivan, huh? Gave a lot of people their first break. It was very rare back then that any unknown band would ever get a shot on the Ed Sullivan Show, but I knew somebody. Yeah, So anyway, this tune went to number one in the country for us. Sold a million records in about 6 weeks. And the best thing for me, though, I love this one. Kick the Beatles out of number one. That was kind of hard to do back then. I hope you all remember this one. It's called This Diamond Ring. '60s without doing something from the Beatles. I mean, they were the major reason I got into rock and roll. We're going to turn things on over to Billy, our drummer. He's going to do this one for you. One of our favorite straight-ahead Beatle rock and roll tunes. I love the '60s. It's called I Saw Her Standing There.
A 1, 2, 3, 4!
She looked at me in her eyes.
doing that for you. Thank you so much. That stuff never, ever gets old. I love it. We're going to do a tune for you right now that came out in 1966, summertime. This was written for us by a couple of guys out of Nashville, Tennessee, submitted into our record company, and we spent one whole day down there at their record company just sifting through all these different demos, trying to figure out what's going to be the right tune for the next song. So we came up with this one, and went to number 9 in the country for us in 66. It's called Green Grass. Since Greengrass worked so good, we went back to Nashville, found another great writer, and he wrote this one for us too. Went to number 7 in the country in 1966. And I'll remember this song especially over all the others, because this was the last song we had up on the charts before I got drafted! It actually wasn't so bad. I mean, who doesn't want to make $100 a month? Here's a tune called Sure Gonna Miss You.
Every day I don't suppose I ever said I love you. And I found out too late that wasn't right. I'm just now realizing what I've lost. That's why I'm crying. And I'm sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her. You're gonna miss her every night. I know I took her love for granted. Yes, you could say my love was blind. But if she left, that I could stand it. Or else it didn't matter.
appreciate that. Slow it down one more time here and do a song that originally in 1961 a guy named Brian Hyland had this gigantic hit record. It was just such a wonderful song. And then second time around in 1967 we did a remake of it, and it also went into the top 10 for us. It's one of those tunes I'm sure everybody's heard at one point or another. It's called Sealed with a Kiss.
One, two, three, go. So we gotta say goodbye for the summer. It's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run
Summertime, 1965. Boy, this was cool. Myself, wait a minute. There you go. A guy named Leon Russell and myself wrote this tune. Yeah, man. When Leon Russell was with us in the 60s, if you can believe this, he had short hair and wore suits and ties. It was a long time ago. Anyway, this was a tune that went to number two for us in the country. It was our second biggest song for Liberty Records. Definitely hope you remember this one. It's called She's Just My Style.
One, two, three, go!
Say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to
Tuesday, everybody. Let's have a nice hand for a great band, all the Playboys. Yes, indeed. I certainly hope that we brought back some memories for you from our section of time. In the middle 60s, we had a great time, and definitely hope you did too. And stick around. A lot more rock and roll and memories coming at you with Gary Puckett and Peter Noon. Good rock and roll. Have a good night, folks. Thanks for coming. We'll see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man.